News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I got to tell you, I mean, this is not part of the triple dipper for the day, but I'm sitting here in the studio having a cup of Just Love Coffee, which I really am having a cup of Just Love Coffee, and this Rittenhouse trial is going on. I don't know how many of y'all have been following this. It's consuming the news cycles right now. But it's you know, it's understandable why, and it's amazing to me as an attorney. And by the way, full disclosure, I don't practice criminal law by choice. I just chose not to make that a part of my practice. But I can still look at stuff and go, old boy does not recognize he is wearing out the judge. I mean, there's a time and a place. It's like anything else in life. You as an attorney, you have to read the jury, read the judge. Read the courtroom. It's kind of like giving a speech where you sense your crowd. At some point, you have to recognize that if you are headed down a path that is not resonating, you either change your tone, change your pattern, or find a different way of delivering it or something. Not this guy. The prosecutor has been a knucklehead many times over in this case, and that's just in the parts that I've been able to watch. But here's one of the latest. He said today, with regards to the right to self-defense, remember the young kid, 17 years old, Kyle Rittenhouse, he went down into the riots area in Kenosha with some friends, and they were going to guard properties, and he took an AR-15 with him. My understanding was it was not his, but he still had it with him. It was his rifle for the night, basically. And he shows up down there in the riot area, and it was pretty awful, and he's being accosted. And somebody tried to grab his weapon. He was hit on the head. He was chased. End result is he wound up shooting two people, fatally, and one other, was wounded. And so right now they're making closing arguments. The presentation of the prosecution, has not gone well. And today the prosecutor, one of the inane things that he said just today was you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. That's crap. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse, if I were his parents, I would have said, no, you're not supposed to be down there. No, you're not going down there. And no, you're not going to borrow your friend's AR-15 and go to a riot. No, that is not happening. So should he have been there? No. But wisdom, or lack thereof, does not equate to crime. And so I'm looking to see what the jury's going to do, but the very idea that this prosecutor is somebody who would look at this and say, you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. Well, so every one of us who concealed carries, we lose the right to self-defense because we're the ones carrying? Is that what he's saying? Does this guy understand the Second Amendment? You lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. What a knucklehead. No, it doesn't work that way. You don't lose the right to self-defense. You lose the right to self-defense if you initiate the action. Self-defense is still self-defense, regardless of whether you brought the gun with you, or you brought the bat with you, or you brought whatever. I mean, so I guess, you know, when President Biden, you know, stood up to old Corn Pop with chain, I guess that was, he lost the right to self-defense because he's the one who brought the chain. What does this even mean? And so I just look at it, folks. I'm just thinking, man, this is a guy who is floundering. So I do remember this one day in law school, and many of y'all have heard this before, but one day in law school years ago, one of my professors, we were smack in the middle of something. And a lot of my professors weren't just academics. They had all been practicing attorneys. And so one of my professors just stopped in mid-sentence, and he goes, let me tell you something. Hear me when I say this. He said, the old rule is this. If the law is in your favor, argue the law. If the facts are in your favor, argue the facts. If nothing's in your favor, just bang on the podium and do the best you can. I'm pretty sure that's where our prosecutor in this Rittenhouse case is right now. Ain't nothing working for the boy, and he is struggling. And so he's coming up with rhetoric like, you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun. Second Amendment be danged. But there's that. So anyway, we'll see. This thing could go to the jury as early as today. And I saw something else, very kind of an epic tweet somebody put out, and it's not wrong. They've got 500 Wisconsin National Guardsmen on standby, because the sense is right now that Kyle Rittenhouse may be acquitted because the evidence has not shown what the prosecution said it would at all. The videos show a kid who was down there, shouldn't have been, but he was down there, and he was the victim, and he was being chased, and he was being attacked, and he wound up shooting three people in self-defense. Now, will he get off on all the charges? I don't know. There's some lesser included charges, but nonetheless, what we're looking at now is 500 National Guardsmen are currently on standby. And somebody tweeted out, and I thought this was epic. They said, if those 500 National Guardsmen had been called in back during the riots, Kyle Rittenhouse might not be on trial right now. And that's absolutely right. That's what happens when liberal governance is of the belief that if they take a stand, it means bad things. No, it doesn't. Liberal governance always forgets that doing the right thing up front will save you having to do many things to clean it up again later on. All right, folks. Had to do a break. We come back. I'm in the triple dipper. Going to spend some time on vaccination litigation, legislation, and machinations. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.